Oh, yeah, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of that one radio segment that is made to turn up real loud and very sporting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, KBMF Radio presents Rocks Jocks. I am the metal man, sports guru, and 1974 state free throw champion, Sean Rocks. Coming back at you for another playoff edition of Rocks Jocks for you all. As for the NHL boys, are down to their final four. It's Colorado, team we get to watch quite often on our television sets because they're the closest hockey team to our home, I guess. Although the Kraken could maybe be a little bit closer. I'll have to check with Alexa. Colorado's up 3-0 right now on the Edmonton Oilers, who have asked for a mulligan and want to start the series over. In the other side, it's the Rangers against the Lightning. And surprisingly, the Rangers are up 2-1. The Lightning last night eked one out to make sure that series wasn't 3-0. So it looks like the Rangers and the Avalanche are in the catbird seat in the NHL playoffs as of now. Heading over to the NBA, where we have the finals going on. And the series is not tied 1-1 after last night's debacle. Boston playing a great game. Then they go halftime and they drink a whole bunch of coffee or smoke some cigarettes or something, come out flattered and pancaked and got pancaked themselves. So, both games are blowouts. It's one thing I hate about the finals in the NBA is you never get any close games. No double overtime thrillers. It always seems to be one team spanking the other. So it's 1-1 now. Boston came out swinging and took the home court advantage away from Golden State with the first game win. And then, like I said last night, at halftime they drank some coffee or smoked some cigarettes or who knows what happened. But they needed Larry Bird to come out of that tunnel and save the day. So the Warriors-Celtics, I think the Warriors are probably going to end up winning this series. It might go all the way to 7, could end in 6. It's just that Curry is lights out and all of a sudden becoming a top 10 player of all time, in my eyes. The guy just shoots bombs after bomb after bomb, and it's just incredible. It's incredible how all these NBA players are shooting bomb after bomb after bomb, and like the three-point line might need to be moved back 5 feet or so. You never know. All right. Well, the weather outside is still frightful, but it's only rain. You can do a lot of things outside in the rain that you can't do in the snow, and you can do a lot of things out there in the snow that you can't do in the rain. So go outside and play. It's horseshoes tonight. Hopefully not in the rain. So, for everybody here at Hard Rock Studios, I am the metal man, Sean Rocks, getting my sporting Hainer hair out of here. Till next week, always remember, never forget, those who rock are those who win. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of Rocks Jocks. Peace, love, rock and roll.